Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji on the call to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 15th chapter, 12th sloka. Before handing over the call to Prabhuji, I would like to ask Tiffany Mataji to give brief introduction about Prabhuji. Mataji, please take over the call.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. His Grace Sanatan Dharma Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has been practicing Krishna consciousness for many more than 12 years. Prabhuji has studied BTech from NIT in Trichy, and Prabhuji worked as a senior manager in Tata Motors in Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He is a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, and secretary at Voice Organization. And he is also a remote mentor for the new Vedic Cultural Center at the Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. He has degrees in Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC, and teacher training courses. I'm sorry. And I just humbly request that all devotees, please turn on your videos, turn on your cameras for Prabhuji's class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Mataji, for specifying that. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association with us this morning. Prabhuji, we could not see you, Prabhuji. I think you need to... Now this time, Prabhuji has to turn on his video.
Yeah, Prabhuji needs some time. And he thought we are chanting, so he thought, you know, chanting session is going on.
Okay.
I told him we were waiting and chanting.
Hare Krishna. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your very valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 15th chapter, 12th sloka. Yeah. Please take over the call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
You all able to hear me clearly?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Okay. Let's start with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pasyata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripasandhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namah Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Mukam karoti vachalam pangham langayate girim yat kripatamaham bande. Shri Gurum Dinatarinam, Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna, it feels really great to be back here at the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference. I request for those devotees for whom it's possible, can you please turn on your videos so that I can get inspiration, I can get blessings, right? So when you turn on your videos, there was recently a poll which came up. Is it rude to turn off your videos when the meeting is going on? And this was asked to me. This was on the LinkedIn platform. I go to LinkedIn to get connected to new people, to preach Krishna consciousness. And I was asked, is it rude to turn off videos? I said 100% yes. Unless there is a valid reason, it's very rude. So please do turn on your videos unless you have a really valid reason not to come online. I think today devotees are determined. No, Prabhu. No matter what you're going to tell us, we are not turning on our videos. We are going to be determined. All right. I see some of you taking some compassion upon me and turning on videos. Well, thank you so much. I actually joined a few minutes ago. And when I joined, I saw devotees so sincerely chanting japa. So I was wondering, have I come at the right time? Yes, I was seeing the japa is going, there's bhakti, there's sangha, there's japa. I said, this is now japa time, so I shouldn't be disturbing the devotees. I was wondering what to do. Then I got a phone call saying that, Prabhu, you're on. Great. That's when I get an opportunity to come. So today we are discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, chapter number 15. This chapter 15 is a very, very amazing chapter. Why? Because this particular chapter is going to give us a very detailed account of a very special king about whom we are going to be discussing today. So this is glories of the descendants of King Priyavrat. Yes, Priyavrat, we understand in the beginning of the fifth canto that he was forced into management. Yes, he wanted to do his bhajan, he had taken sannyas, but then he was told that your younger brother, Uttanapad, his entire dynasty has gone back home, back to Godhead, thanks to Narada Muni. And he said, Haribol, yes, Haribol is all right, but there is nobody to do the management. Swayambhu Manu said, well, my term is finished. I'm done with management. I want to move on in my life. So can you please help me out? So he said, Father, what do you expect from me? So he said, I want at least next 5 Manus. Okay, he said, all right, done. I'll give you first, second and third I'll give you. And they can go ahead and meditate. So the second Manu can take over. Something like that. So he came in that particular time when the first Manu to this, the baton was being passed on from the first Manu to second Manu, because Swayambhu Manu wanted to retire. He wanted a Manu. So then that was the only possible, the person who could give the next Manu was Priyavrat Maharaj. So we're discussing about his glorious dynasty. It's glorious because it has come in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yes, all characters coming in Srimad Bhagavatam are glorious, but yet those into whose life Srimad Bhagavatam zooms further. The Srimad Bhagavatam zooms in, giving pages and pages and shlokas of description. They are indeed even more glorious. So we are going to be discussing the glories of one such king today. So we have been given the text number 12. Yasyadvare Bhagavan Advaratma Maghoni Madhyat Yauru Soma Pite Shraddha Vishuddha Chala Bhakti Yoga Samarpite Jya Falama Jahara. Can someone read the translation?
I can read it, Prabhuji. Translation by Srila Prabhupada Kijai. In Maharaj Gaya's sacrifices, there was a great supply of the intoxicant known as soma. King Indra used to come and become intoxicated by drinking large quantities of soma ras. Also, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, the Yajna Purusha, also came and personally accepted all the sacrifices offered unto him with pure and firm devotion in the sacrificial arena. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Now I'll go word by word in the Srimad Bhagavatam because that's the style I personally like to.
Yes.
Yasya dvare Bhagavan advaratma. Yasya. Yasya means in whose, which means we are talking about Gaya Maharaj. Gaya Maharaj. So in Hindi, Gaya means gone. The person is gone. Gaya. Somebody says gone case. Gaya. When I joined the ashram,
Yes, when I joined the Brahmachari Ashram, my relatives would say, "Ye Gaya is gone. He's a gone case. This is Gaya Kamse. He's a gone case." They use Gaya there, right? And there's also a place called Gaya. There's also a place called Gaya, which is very famous for offering sacrifices to the ancestors. Pindada. So that place is also called as Gaya. The place where Buddha attained the Bodhisattva is called Bodh Gaya. Right? So Gaya, Gaya. But here we are talking about Gaya Maharaj. And you will all be very happy to know that Gaya Maharaj is not an ordinary person. Gaya Maharaj is an empowered incarnation of Lord Himself. He's called a Shaktyavesha Avatar. Shaktyavesha Avatar. So I'd like to tell you something about the expansions of Lord, because the purport is not very very big. Of course, it's deep and profound. No doubt, Srila Prabhupada's every single letter is very deep and profound. But since we have a lot of time, I'm going to get into subtle details, which some of you might have definitely heard, but I wish to focus on this. Let's talk about Gaya Maharaj, because he's not an ordinary king. He's an empowered king. He's called Shaktyavesha. So first of all, we should know about the different forms of Lord. Yes, there are six forms of Lord. And you'll be really happy to know this knowledge. This particular knowledge comes in the Garga Samhita. This Garga Samhita gives this wonderful knowledge. There are six forms of Lord. The first form is called as Amsha Amsha. That means a part of the part. Amsha means part. And Amsha Amsha means a part of the part. This is called Amsha Amsha. And the example that is given here of Amsha Amsha is Marichi Muni. Marichi. Now, Marichi is a Brahmaputra. I'm putting it on the chat for all of you. Don't worry. You can keep seeing that also. Right? So, he's called as Amsha Amsha. A part of the part of the Lord. Somehow, Krishna has given me a Siddhi that I can type while I'm talking. I can do that. So, this Siddhi, I'm engaging in Krishna's service. Amsha Amsha. A part of the part. Yes? A part of the part is called as Amsha Amsha. This is the first form of Lord. The second form of the Lord is called Amsha. And Amsha also literally in Sanskrit means a part. Yes, a part of the Lord. So this is also one of the forms of Lord. A part of the Lord. An example for this is Brahmaji. Prominent example. Amsha is Brahma. The third form of the Lord is called as Kala. You've heard this word? Amsha, Amsha Kala, Kala Vishesho, Govindamadi Purusham, Tamaham Bhajami. Yes, Kala. The Kala form of Lord. And the Kala means a full part. Of course, part may be sometimes a half part also, but something can be a full part. Example, we talk about a nail. A nail is also a part of the body. But a hand is a complete part of the body. So there's a difference between a nail and a hand. So, Kala means a full part. An example of this Kala is Kapila Dev or Kurma Avatar. They are all called as Kala. This is all very relevant. You should know about the Lord. The more we know about the greatness of Lord, we develop love for Krishna. So, love for Krishna comes when we know about Him. So, there are so many things about Him. The fourth part is called as Purna. Purna. That means full. Yes, full. Full form of the Lord. So there are six types of pure forms of Lord. Some of them you can remember. Narasimha is a Purna avatar. There's many shas. Even Vishnu Purana I have studied. There also it comes. Garga Samhita also says Narasimha is a Purna avatar. Narasimha. Even Lord Ram. Rama is a Purna avatar. You've seen of Naranarayan Rishi. You heard of them, Naranarayan Rishi, those in the Badrika Ashram, Arjun Krishna. He also, Narayan Rishi is a Purna Avatar. Then you know the form of Lord who saved Gajendra, his name is Hari. He is also Purna Avatar, one who comes to save Gajendra. The son of Hari, Harini and Hari Medha, his name is Hari. He is also Purna Avatar. So like this, these are all Purna Avatars of Lord. And the fifth one is called Paripurnatma. Paripurnatma means, that's what Srila Prabhupada has translated for all of us as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who's the complete whole. The complete whole. Yes, the complete whole. Once what had happened was there was a particular project in a temple of my spiritual master, one of my spiritual master's temple. There was a project. And devotees were telling, Maharaj, we should stop investing in this project because it's giving no return. It's like a black hole. The more money you're putting, it is going inside. It's like a black hole. And my spiritual master said, yes, please keep putting money because even Krishna is black and he's the supreme whole. Yes, Krishna is black and he's the supreme whole. So Paripurnatma means the supreme whole. And that is only Krishna. No one else. He is Paripurnatma. He is not an avatar. And then coming on to our topic, what is this Shaktyavesha avatar? Because Srila Prabhupada writes, in fact, this is the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. How many of you, before you read the chapter, you read the summary? How many of you read the summary before the chapter? This is very important. Because my Bhakti Vedanta teacher, I'm doing undergoing Bhakti Vedanta course, told us, because I just casually asked Prabhuji, what exactly is this summary? Who has written it? Is it written by devotees who have studied Bhagavatam so nicely? He said, no, these are commentaries written by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada's guru. And Srila Prabhupada has written those commentaries in his books. He's personally written it. We don't find it till the first three cantos. We find it from fourth canto onwards. Yes, so this is very important to read that as well, because they are Prabhupada's words. We should be very, very careful to read. Yes. So there you will also find that our Gaya Maharaj is a Shaktyavesha avatar. Do you have any examples of Shaktyavesha avatar? Any example from your side? Anybody?
Jesus Christ.
Yes, Jesus is also Shaktyavesha. He could move masses. Very true. Anyone else?
Prabhupada.
Yes,
Prabhupada, Kirata, Hunandra, Pulinda, Pulka, Shabhira, Shumbahit. He made the entire world chant and dance in ecstasy. You're perfectly right. Anyone else? Okay. I will give you what I'll do. Now let's play the game reverse. I will give you the name and you have to give me what is the speciality, because every avatara has a speciality. Okay. So now Shuka, I think Shukaji has put Parashuram. Yes, Parashuram is a Shaktyavesha avatar. Of what? What is the speciality? Anyone? Yes, what is the speciality of Parashurama? Yes, yes, Kalyan Prabhu.
Killing Kshatriyas.
Killing the demoniac entities. It's not Kshatriyas necessarily. It's called Dushta Damana Shakti. He refers to Dushta Damana Shakti. Dushta is miscreants. In order to daman means to subdue the miscreants. That's the right usage of word. To subdue. Yes, you're right, Lalitangi Mataji. He was killing them, the Kartavi Rajuna soldiers, at the speed of mind. And then when he got a bit tired, he started killing them at the speed of the wind. Wow. That was the speed. Dushta Damana Shakti, Parashuram. Okay. Then what about Brahma? He is also one of the Shaktyavesha avatars. Anybody? This is easy. I've given you a very easy one. Yes, creation. It's called Srishti Shakti. So that is the power of creation. He has the power of creation. What about Kumaras? Anybody? Kumaras? Yes, Jnana Shakti. You're right. So, Kumaras refer to Jnana Shakti, the power of knowledge. Yes, power of knowledge. Narada, very easy. What about Narada?
Chanting Shakti.
Yes, you're right. Bhakti Shakti. Bhakti. So, Narada refers to Bhakti Shakti. He gives. Then there are some of them which you may not expect, so I'll only tell you. The first one is called as Sheshanaga. I know you would not be expecting that. Sheshanaga is also a Shaktyavesha avatar. And he is called as Swasevana Shakti. That means he gets the ability to serve himself. That means Krishna receives service through him, an ability to serve himself. Swa Sevana Shakti. Because Sheshnag is also the Lord, and Narayan, who is resting on the bed of Sheshnag, is also the Lord. So Swa Sevana Shakti, serving oneself. Even to serve the Lord, you need power. You need to be empowered. Without being empowered, you cannot serve the Lord. And in our case, it's Guru who empowers us to serve the Lord. Yes. And then there is Ananta. Ananta Naga. He's got the Shakti of lifting the entire universe. Yes. So he lifts the universe. And it's called Bhudharana Shakti. He lifts. The entire universe is resting on his head. Yes. So he holds the earth, and the entire universe is actually connected to the earth. We will study this in the next section. The 16th chapter onwards, there's going to be creation. Wow, this is one of my favorite sections. There you're going to be in very detail, you're going to be studying all these things. Yes. So Bhu, you hold the Bhu, you'll hold the entire thing. The Patalas are inside the Bhu. That is, Bhu means the actual earth. What we call as earth in modern science is called as Bharat Khanda. It is not the earth. The entire plate is called the earth. So he just holds the earth and everything is held. Actually, these earths are held by 8 types of elephants. It's going to come. They are called Diggajas. Diggaj. And the elephants are on the top of Ananta. Anantanag. And Anantanag is being held by Kurmadev. in the bottom. You're going to study all these things. Don't worry. It's coming. Very exciting. Structure of universe. I'm just giving a trailer so that you all get increase your hunger and appetite to digest. Because without hunger, interest and appetite, you cannot digest this section. It's very much required. Yes. So he is Bhudharana. One more thing, very special avatar is Prithu. Prithu avatar is Palana Shakti. Palana Shakti refers to the ability to maintain, sustain, is called Palana Shakti. Correct? Palana Shakti. So this is Prithu Maharaj. So now in Shastras, these 7 types of Shaktyavesh avatars are mentioned. This doesn't mean that the Shaktyavesh avatars end here only. No, it doesn't mean like that. Yes, we should never ever think, it's offensive to think that apart from these 7, nobody else can be Shaktyavesh avatar. No, as you all mentioned, Prabhupada, very true. Jesus Christ, very true. Because they had ability to move masses. They could transform multitudes. They had ability. They made them enter into the line of bhakti. Kalki is a Leela avatar. Yes, it's not Shaktyavesh avatar. He's not Shaktyavesh. Okay. So, in the same manner, Gaya Maharaj is a Shaktyavesh avatar. So, this is what Yasya. Yasya. We understand from this Yasya about whom we are talking about. We are talking about the sacrifice of yajnik sacrifice of Gaya Maharaj here. But especially we are talking about Gaya, so we need to understand that he comes as a Shaktyavesh avatar. He's an empowered. Shaktyavesh means an empowered soul. He's having the Shakti or the energy of Lord, although he's a living entity. He's called a Shaktyavesh avatar. Okay. Fine. So Shaktyavesh avatar Gaya. Yasya Adhvare. Adhvare. You know what's Adhvara? Adhvara means sacrifice. A yajnik sacrifice. And usually that is the method of worshipping the Lord in the Treta Yuga. In Treta Yuga. There are 4 Yugas. Satya, Treta, Dwapara, Kali. So the Yuga Dharma in the Treta Yuga is to worship the Lord by performing Adhvariya. Again, today's class is going to be a very informative class. It's going to be informative. A lot of information. I hope, I personally like all types of classes. I've tried to make it this way because this is all very important for all of us to understand, and Prabhupada has mentioned it. So Adhvarya means a sacrifice, and there's a personality who's also called as Adhvaryu. Adhvaryu, a very important personality when it comes to the performance of sacrifice. And Adhvaryu is a person who initiates the sacrifice. How? By reciting mantra by which fire itself appears. See, traditionally in yajnas, fires are not, okay, let me get a matchstick or let me get a lighter. We take a lighter and you light the Arhini sticks. It was not like that. There's a personality called Adhvaryu. I put it. Adhvaryu is a person who kindles the fire using mantras. That is his function. Adhvaryu. Yes. Then there is a person called as Udgata. Udgata is a person who recites the mantras with the right meters, with the right pronunciation. He is called as Udgata. Because they say even, although you're performing a sacrifice, even in the sacrifice, the chanting is very important. Even if you see the case of Dhyana Yoga, Satyuga, you perform the Dhyana. But even there, chanting is very important. What did Dhruva Maharaj do? Yes, he performed Dhyana. But still, he was chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Even when we do deity worship in our temples, every deity worship is associated with some chanting. Yes, every Aarti, Mangala Aarti, we have Guru Ashtakam. When we come to Rajabhoga Aarti, we have, Darshanarti, we have Govindamadi Purusham, chanting. Then we have the Rajabhoga Aarti with Yashomati Nandan. Dhoop Aarti with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sandhya Aarti with Kiva Jaya Gaurarti. Then with Shayandarti with Hare Krishna Mahamantra chanting. So chanting is very important even in deity worship. So that's why when I saw all of you chanting, well, I'm going to be talking about chanting, and they're already doing what's expected. So it was very nice. I just took my feedback and I had to start chanting. It's Udgata. So one who chants, very important, because this is the soul of the mantra. The chanting is the soul of the entire sacrifice. Then third person is called Hota. Hota is a person who offers the oblations. Swahaha. He knows what item to offer when, at what timing. That is called Hota. And the final person is called Brahma. Brahma is the person who is supervising the entire sacrifice. So, yasya advare. Advara also refers to a sacrifice in general terms. Yasya advare Bhagavan advaratma. See, ultimately, sacrifice is performed for what? What is the purpose of performing a sacrifice? The purpose of performing a sacrifice is to please Krishna, to please Bhagavan, to please Narayan. Yajno vai Vishnuhu. That is the meaning of a sacrifice, to please the Lord. There is no other objective. And when this particular intent, that's what? Advaratma. Krishna is called here as Advaratma. That means he is the soul of the sacrifice. Advara is sacrifice. Advaratma means what? Atma means soul. So he is the very soul of the sacrifice. He is the object of the sacrifice. He is meant to be pleased in the sacrifice. And when this is the right intention, this is the intention, then Bhagavan himself arrives and appears in the sacrifice. Does anybody know another place where Bhagavan personally came in the sacrifice to accept it? To accept the remnants, to accept his share. Anyone?
In Rama Avatar, Prabhuji.
Exactly. When the Putra Kamishta Yajna of Dasarath Maharaj was being performed by Rishyashringa, his son-in-law, that is the time when Narayana Sakshat, he appears to take the offerings of the sacrifice. He personally comes and then he gives the sacred preparation of milk. Payasa. It is called Payasa. Payas means milk preparation, and that's how the queens get impregnated. We know that. So Lord personally comes to take that. When he is the Advaratma. So similarly, what is the practical application for us? We are also performing a yajna. Do we perform yajna? Yes, we perform yajna, which is called Sankirtan Yajna, Japa Yajna. Because Krishna himself says yajna anam japa yajnosmi. So we should always remember who is the Advaratma. For whom am I performing? This awareness is extremely important, because if we don't have this awareness, then well, Bhagavan will not appear. Something else will appear. Yes, something else will appear. There was a devotee. I would not like to mention his name. He's a very famous devotee and a very good friend of mine. Yes. So this devotee was chanting, and in his chanting, what happened one day? He was getting thoughts of laddu. And especially in India, there's a famous laddu called Tilka Laddu. I wish I could show you all right now. Tilka Laddu. It just got over. Those devotees who go for the book distribution, we were giving them this Tilka Laddu. So it's just got
sesame
over.
Sesame Laddu. Okay.
Yes, sesame laddu. Fine. It's the same laddu. Sesame laddu. So that kind of laddu, he was getting thoughts and he couldn't understand why. So sesame laddu was the Advaratma. He was chanting in between till laddu, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama, till laddu, hey, what is this? So he was chanting that way. And then what happened? He just dropped his rounds and he said, maybe I should just find out. So this devotee is also Brahmachari. So we went to the Brahmacharya Ashram and asked somebody, do you have laddus? Somebody, and but then, no, Prabhu, I don't have. Do you have? Do you have? So third person he asked, he said, well, I have laddu. He says, which laddu you have? He said, I have 3-4 varieties. Which laddu you need, Prabhu? Said, do you have til laddu? He said, of course, Prabhu. I don't like til laddu at all. I was given it in one of the programs. You take this entire box. You got a full box of til laddu. And this Brahmachari's mother is very famous for making wonderful prasadam and offering it to the whole ashram. So that very morning, his mother, through a cab, had sent 2 big loaded boxes of sisame laddu, til laddu. My God. So if you're chanting and your Adhuratma is someone else, then most likely you'll not get Krishna, but you'll get that. So this is the realization this friend was sharing with me. Yes, tilka laddu. That is the that's what is your Adhuratma. So if you want Bhagavan, then we should be very, very very conscious of why exactly we are doing. Yes, why exactly? So this is the first line. Next line. Maghoni madhyatyuru soma pite. Maghoni. Maghoni. Now there's a name in the West which is called Maghoni. There's a name like that. I've heard this name several times of some people, Americans, Europeans, having this name Maghoni. Anyone heard this? Maghoni? It's a very famous name. It's there. I've heard many people having this name, Maghoni. Very famous. Yes, so Maghoni. Here, Maghoni means Indra. Indra. Now, normally when we talk about Indra, what is it that comes to your mind? Now, here's many names. Indra means, okay, Devendra, the king of the heavens. He's called as Swargapati. He's called as Sahasralochan because he has eyes everywhere. Sahasral, we know the reason why he has eyes everywhere. Correct? Sahasralochan. So there are so many names given to Indra. Shachipati. So many. But here Maghoni, the name Maghoni is given here to Indra to indicate the person who is most benevolent. Which means Indra now, in the Prithu Maharaj Yajna, Indra had come with what intention? He had come with an intention to stop the Yajna because he was quite insecure about his position. He was wondering, oh my God, I'm going to get a competitor. I don't want another competitor. I don't want this person to replace me. I don't want to lose to this person. But here, Indra is called as Maghoni because he has come to give benediction. Yes, so Maghoni refers to a very benevolent person who comes and just gives everything that he has. So this is a very special name, one of the very positive names by which Indra is addressed in the scriptures, Maghoni. The one who is very benevolent, very munificent, and just wants to give. Yes. So that is Maghoni. Maghoni Madhya. But how has this person come? Maghoni Madhyati. Madhyati means he has come intoxicated, drunk. My God. What would happen if you go to your company drunk completely, and especially come in front of your boss in the board meeting? Anyone would like to complete? What will be the consequence of that? You're totally drunk.
You'll be fired.
Yes. You'll be instantly fired. Instantly. Yes. Without a split second delay, you will be instantly. Get out. You're fired. That's what would happen. But here we find that Indra, Maddi, Mad means actually Madira, Madhyapan. These are all different words of liquor. And somebody who's intoxicated heavily is called Madhya. He's got Madhyaiti. He is nicely drunk, fully drunk. Madhyaiti. He is full on. Whatever capacity. Of course, demigods have unlimited capacities. They do. They don't get so easily saturated. Like we have very limited capacities. Correct? But the demigod, unlimited. So Madhyaiti. With what? We please understand. Don't misunderstand him. Uru Soma Pite. Uru Soma Pite. Soma means what? Soma means the moon. And Soma Pite means he was drinking a beverage which is produced on the moon, which is called a Somaras. And Uru means heavily. He had nicely drunk and he was come. So this is allowed in the heavenly planets. There is nothing wrong. My God. Yes. Now what are the symptoms of one by one? I'd like one of to tell one symptom of liquor in this world, or any person who's a drunk, a person who gets drunk. What is one of the symptoms? One by one. One symptom.
blurred speech.
Okay, the person has very blurred speech. The point of speech that person has is very hanky-panky. It is nonsensical. And of course, in India, there is a saying that sharab bol ke, sharab pi ke vyakti sach bolta hai. That means after drinking, a person speaks the truth. But that's only in the movies. It's not in fact. Basically, a person is unable to control one's speech. But please understand that one who drinks somaras speaks crystal clear words. Number one. Next. Lalitangi Mate says, loses control over oneself. But yes, if you drink somaras, you get complete sense control. Next. What are the next characteristics? Anything else?
Stumbling when you walk.
Is unable to walk, but here you are very steady. Okay, the guy feels drowsy and sleepy. Here you feel very active when you drink somaras. When you normally drink, your senses go weak. You become sense uncontrolled, but there you get sense control. Here you lose all your power. There you gain energy and strength. Here you forget reality, but there you are completely awakened. Become violent and aggressive, but here you become very sober. You become emotional. No, there you are completely logical and rational. Health problems, absolutely no. You prolongate your health. It's good to prolong your health. You end up puking. That's what the person is saying. No, you don't puke here. There's no vomiting, nothing like that. You go drink beyond of capacity, you throw up. Person vomits, no. So these kind of ill effects are not there in the planets of the demigods. If you see the moon, you will read this. That's what I'm giving again, a trailer to the 16th to 24th. This amazing section of the Srimad Bhagavatam where we're going to discuss the structure of universe. So if you see the Soma, the planet of the moon, is half occupied by the devatas and half occupied by the pitras, the pitra. Both are there on the same planet. So when the sun picks up all varieties of waters from the oceans, we get the rains. Correct? That's what we learn, the Haber cycle. The sun picks up all the oceanic water and gives us rains. Similarly, the sun picks up waters and gives nectar to the moon. Yes. And the white, how many of you seen the moon? Obviously, Prabhu, just telling, how many of you observed the moon? Yes. What is the color of the moon?
Sweat.
Whitish and blue.
Yes. Sweat. Shining white, blue, whitish blue. I'm just checking if the sun in America and sun in India look the same. Just joking. Well, so it's shining white, right? So the white pillar substance, which is shining and effulgent, is actually the somaras. So for the first 15, for the first paksha, yes, the first of the 15 days, this particular moon, it becomes vac. There is waxing, and the next 15 days there is waning, waxing and waning. It's called Shukla Paksha and Krishna Paksha. Yes, so in the Shukla Paksha, the Amrit, the Somaras gets filled up in the moon. It's getting filled by the sun. And what happens in the other 15, that's the Krishna Paksha. That is the time the Somaras is being consumed by the Devatas. They consume half and the other half is consumed by the Pitras. That's how the Somaras gets consumed. So it is actually the consumption of the Somaras. That's what happens. That is why there is waxing and waning of the moon. They drink. And the moon's luster is gone. So this is also called a Sudha. Sudha, Amrita, Sudha, Somarasa. There are different names given to this particular beverage. So Indra was drunk with that particular beverage. Next. Shraddha Vishuddha Chala Bhakti Yoga. Hare Krishna. So now in what mood had the sacrifice being performed? That is really important. So this is something for performing our sacrifice, we get inspiration. And first is called Shraddha. And this word Shraddha is translated by Srila Prabhupada as devotion. Now, can anyone tell me why is this word Shraddha? Because Shraddha in Sanskrit means faith. So why is Shraddha being translated as devotion? Can anyone tell me?
Because devotion is an expression of faith.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else?
It's with love.
Okay, it's with love. Okay, thank you. All right. So there are 9 stages of bhakti. Yeah, you're right, Sukhasagari Mataji. There are 9 stages of bhakti. The beginning of bhakti is with shraddha, adhau shraddha, which means a little bit of faith. So there's adhau shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajane kriya, anarth nivritti, nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava, prema. These are the 9 stages to reach to prema, love of God. So the first step is adhau shraddha, which means you have a minute faith. And the final stage is called prema, where your faith has completely matured. It's a matured faith. So 100% shraddha is called prema. Adhau shraddha is the beginning of bhakti. So ultimately, if you look at the 9 stages of bhakti or devotion, it is nothing but increment in shraddha. The increment in faith. That is what is the 9 stages of bhakti. That is why Srila Prabhupada translates shraddha as devotion. Yes. So whenever we perform our japa, yes, we should work. We do japa for 2 hours. No, I don't know. In the Bhakti Sangha Japa group, you may be chanting more rounds. But fallen souls like me, we struggle to complete our 16 rounds. Yes, struggle to complete 2 hours of japa. Yes, so we chant for 2 hours. Right? 2 hours. And what about the next 22 hours? The next 22 hours, Srila Prabhupada says, is a preparation for the next 2 hours. Yes, the next time you pick up your beads and chant 2 hours. So the next the 22 hours is the preparation for the next 2 hours. So 2 hours of chanting, 22 hours of preparation for those 2 hours of chanting. And what is the major preparation that we should do in the 22 hours of our japa to increase one shraddha? And the whole purpose of this Srimad Bhagavatam class is also to increase one shraddha, to increase one's devotion, to increase one's faith. That's what is happening with every single line that we are hearing from Srila Prabhupada. Every single line that we are living from, are hearing from acharyas, from exalted Vaishnavas, what is happening is our shraddha is increasing. Shraddha ratir bhaktir anukramishyati, step by step. You before the class and you at the end of the class are not the same people if you have turned on your videos and you're attentive. As the conditions apply. Yes, still nobody's turned on. They're determined today, no Prabhu, today you cannot get us. Today we are determined, we are not going to do it. Okay. The next word is Vishuddha. Vishuddha. The word Vishuddha means we should be as pure as possible in our sadhana. Vishuddha. Shuddha means pure. And Vishuddha means completely pure. And for us, the practical Vishuddha, because Vishuddhi, Bhuta Shuddhi, so many, there are so many rituals. Even those of you are second initiated. There's something called Bhuta Shuddhi that is performed before one enters into the altar for worshipping the deities. Yes. But the Vishuddhi, what we can practically do is to strictly adhere to the 4 regulative principles. That is a practical Vishuddhi for us. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. That is a Vishuddhi. Yes, any person who is able to do this in Kali Yuga, such a person is considered to be a Shuddhatma. Vishuddhi means Vishesh Rupena Shuddhi, specially purified person, right? Who can take care of these 4 regulative principles. Vishuddhi. So we should be Vishuddha, pure person. And if we are compromising on these 4 regulative principles, then we are compromising on the purity and we will not be able to attract the Supreme Lord in our sadhana. So one may be doing Shraddha. Shraddha is like collecting nectar in a pot. But if we are not Vishuddha, we are breaking the pot and letting the nectar seep away. Again, we're just wasting it. So Vishuddha is very important. The third quality of how to perform this bhakti is called Achala. Achala. Chala means what? Chala means to walk. Chala means to move, literally. Achala means to be steady. To be steady. Yes, steady. Which means not that we just get up one day and chant 108 rounds, 192 rounds. And other days, I've chanted for the whole week. That's how some people do. I'm not, in the sense, pointing towards this practice. But there are some practitioners. I'm not talking about you all, wonderful devotees. No, I'm just talking about some random guys. What they do is they cook only once a week. Do they fast on all days? No! They cook once a week, put it in the refrigerator. And daily, they take out their course, microwave it and then eat. This logic should never be applied to chanting. No, don't do this in chanting. Prabhu, how many rounds? I've done 16 into 7 rounds. I'm done with my chanting for the whole week. Yes. I wish there was more time. I would do it for the entire month. No, that's not something we should do for the chanting. Chanting has to be done achala, steady every day. Every day should be steady. Daily, we should be chanting our 16 rounds. Daily, we should be following the four regulative principles. Not that one day we have followed, the other day we have forgotten. We don't do that. All right? Achala. So, three things. What are the three things? Can anyone tell me? What's the first thing that I told you? This is what will keep all of us awake. Right? The first one is Shraddha. We should be increasing our faith every day. Very good. The second one? Vishuddha. Very good. Vishuddha means to practice the principles of purity, namely the four regulative principles practically for us. And the third one?
Achala.
Achala, steady. And these are the three qualities of Bhakti Yoga. Shraddha, Vishuddha, Achala, Bhakti Yoga. This is how Bhakti Yoga has to be performed. And this is when the Supreme Lord is pleased, and this is when the Supreme Lord arrives in front of us. Yes. Many people ask, Prabhuji, why is it? I've been chanting for so long. Why is Krishna not yet appeared? Rupa Goswami says, Krishna appears on the tongue of the chanter and dances on the mouth. Why is this not, is this experience not coming for me? Here is the answer. Here is Shraddha, Vishuddha, Chala Bhakti Yoga. Are we following this? If we are following this, this will definitely happen. The Bhagavatam works. Yes. So, Samarpita Ijya Phalam Ajarhara. Yes. So, here it is being spoken that because he Samarpita. Arpit means what? Arpit means to give, to offer. Samarpit means to offer completely. That's called Samarpita. Even the Samarpan or surrender comes from this word Samarpita. Are you surrendered? Are you Samarpita? That's the question. So because, see, if you follow the above principles, the three things, right? Namely, Shraddha, Vishuddha, Achala, Bhakti, then we are Samarpita. We are said to be surrendered people. And because the practice of Gaya Maharaj was very surrendered, Samarpita, Ijya. Ijya means the sacrifice, the worship or the bhajan, the bhakti. In our case, it's the chanting. In his case, it was the sacrifice. It was a surrendered practice. It was a surrendered performance of yajna. Surrendered chanting. Samarpita Ijya. For that purpose of, because of that surrender, what happened? Phalam Ajahara. The Supreme Lord personally came to take his part. Personally, the Lord personally came to accept his share in the sacrificial arena. Yes, Lord will come personally. So he got the personal audience of Lord. So this is an amazing sutra which teaches us a brilliant lesson of how exactly we can invite the Lord personally, but we'll have to do our homework. And our homework is something that we can focus. We should be very contemplative, especially these three things. What are they? They are Shraddha. We should be increasing our Shraddha daily through the process of hearing. Number two, Vishuddha. We should ensure that we follow the four regs clearly, properly, and thoroughly, honestly. And Achala. We should be keeping our practice steadfast. Not that one day we have a... we should not have a flower pot enthusiasm. That's what we call in India. Flower pot is a special cracker that it just bursts and it's gone. Each a glimpse and gone forever. We don't have to be like that. We have to be consistent, steady, day after day. Achala. Achala Bhakti Yoga. That should be our japa. That should be our chanting. And when that is performed, definitely without a doubt, that is a samarpita. Samarpita Ijya. That is a completely surrendered practice. And phalam ajahara. Krishna will personally come to accept our gesture of devotion. So this is an amazing sloka which I have received. I will go to the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Would somebody like to read?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Maharaja Gaya was so perfect that he satisfied all the demigods who were headed by the heavenly king Indra. Lord Vishnu himself also personally came to the sacrificial arena to accept the offerings. Although Maharaja Gaya did not want them, he received all the blessings of the demigods and the Supreme Lord himself. Hare Krishna.
So this two things we understand from the purport. There are two lessons, quick lessons, and I'll break for question answers. Unfortunately, I have to go a little early, which means I'll be going on time. So that, oh, I know. You all must be really happy. Yes, Prabhu. Thank God. So I'll just tell two quick lessons and we'll have question answers. The first thing is, there is absolutely no need to separately worship any demigods. No, not required. We see Maharaj Gaya simply performed his bhakti yoga. And all other demigods headed by Indra were standing in queue to offer him blessings. He doesn't need anything. He didn't want, that is the second lesson. He didn't want any blessings, but still, without he asking for them, he was getting. So the two lessons are, the first one is that there is absolutely no necessity to separately worship some demigod, because worshipping Krishna is worshipping the complete whole. Yatha taror mool nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda mujopashaka pranopahara chayatendriyanam tataiva sarvahanam achyuteja. Yes, you offer food to the mouth, via the mouth to the stomach, then your all limbs are satisfied. Correct? They all get nourished. Similarly, when you offer the water to the roots of the tree, the entire tree is nourished. These two examples are given. Similarly, you offer your worship, you offer your bhakti to Krishna, automatically all of the demigods are satisfied and they will be there. And number two, a devotee doesn't have to ask anything material. No, a devotee should simply be focused on his Krishna consciousness, his or her Krishna consciousness. When a devotee does that, you will definitely get what you need and even what you don't need. Everything will be given to you. You don't have to really work for it. Krishna wants that his devotee performs ananya bhakti. Bhagavad Gita 9, chapter 22nd verse. Ananyas chinta yanto mam yajana paripasate. Esham nityabhi yuktanam yoga ksheham vahamyaham. Yoga kshema vahamyaham. So there also Krishna gives a very personal touch. Vahami aham. It is me personally who ensures for all my ananya bhaktas, those of them performing my one-pointed bhakti, ananya bhaktas, who don't worship anything else, who have nothing to give and take, but have loving dealings with me. To them, I do two things. I provide what they lack and I preserve what they have. Yoga, kshema. This is taken care by me. Don't worry. Vahamya aham. I personally do it. Don't worry. Alright? So that's the lesson. To summarize quickly what we studied. We discussed, firstly, the first line by line, let's just see. We discussed firstly that Krishna should be the whole and sole object of our pleasure while we are chanting. He should be the Advaratma. Yes. And of course, the Soma Ras was a side point. It just came in the verse. So I just mentioned it. There is no lesson for us, but we shouldn't misunderstand Indra. Yes. Don't call him a drunkard. Because you will never find even a sane person in this world who doesn't follow any regulative principle wouldn't come drunk to the company in front of their bosses into the boardroom, the meeting room. No, they wouldn't do it. So what to speak of Indra, who is well-cultured, well-behaved personality, who is empowered there because of, for good reasons. So we need to understand that this is nothing wrong with that. The next thing that we understand, the most important, the heart of today's class was we should perform bhakti yoga with Shraddha, Vishuddha and Achala. These three qualities. Shraddha means we should ever increase our faith. Vishuddha means we should follow the four regulative principles strictly. And Achala, we should be performing our bhakti daily. It's not that devotee shouldn't take a holiday. Sorry, today I'm off Krishna. I'll be taking an off today. And well, see you tomorrow. All right. Bye. I'm on a break. We don't take breaks. Ahaituki apratihata. There should not be any full stops or breaks. And then we do that. That is a samarpita. Ijya. That is a very surrendered process, and that's when Krishna would personally come to accept our offerings. And then the two lessons from the purport. The first lesson was we need to understand that a devotee absolutely need not go and approach any demigods. For you just simply do your bhakti, all the demigods would be queuing up to give you their darshan. And secondly, a devotee absolutely did not ask for anything, because the Supreme Lord and the demigods would give you everything that you need, and even those things that you don't need. Everything will be provided to you. All right. Om Tat Sat. Hare Krishna. Any questions? We have 5 minutes for question answers, after which I have to leave to another place.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Go ahead, Mataji. Nandapriya Mataji, go ahead, please.
Prabhuji, please go ahead, Prabhuji.
Beautiful, beautiful class, Prabhuji. Like, amazing. Honestly, you know, many times you're in Krishna consciousness, you think you know this, you think you know that, but you don't know the how it's related. Beautiful class. It's like a teacher, you know, explaining to the kids, this is how it is. This is a beautiful, amazing class. No, honestly, Prabhu, it was so beautiful. And so many people were interacting. Sukha Mataji was there always with, I think, correct answers, most of them. I must have failed this exam, I think. So thank you for preparing us, Prabhu. What a beautiful class. I'm sure some devotees have some questions. I have some in mind, but I'll just leave the room to other people, please. Dear devotees, please go ahead with your questions and realization for Prabhuji, please.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dhanat Dhanam.
Hare Krishna.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for your kind words and everything. The realizations that you share are wonderful, Prabhu. My question was on the Achala aspect of Bhakti Yoga. How can one be more steady and consistent? Despite the hearing, there are times that that consistency moves here and there. So I just wanted your insights on that.
Thank you for a very good question, Janaki Mataji. The best way in which personally I adopt it, at the same time I do train my students in the principle of Achala, is by having a system of accountability. We all need it. We cannot trust the mind. So we have to be accountable to somebody, some superior Vaishnava. We should have an accountability chart. Accountability of what personally I take is accountable for my students in the Brahmachari Ashram is 6 things. Now I'm telling, now you can follow. I'm just telling you a principle and mentioning some details which will help you. There is a bodily accountability. There is a soul accountability. Bodily accountability contains about the time you wake up, the time you go to bed, and the time that you have, the duration of your day rest, how much you have slept in the day, 3 things. And the 3 aspects of your spiritual accountability, the soul accountability, is when you have completed your 16 rounds of japa, how many hours or minutes of Srila Prabhupada books you have read, and how many minutes of quality hearing apart from Srimad Bhagavatam you're hearing. This is what I have in my system. This is for my Brahmachari students. And definitely you can try to have a similar model in your respective yatra with your respective mentor or counselor, and keep reporting. Even if you don't have a system like that, at least the japa done at this time, you can just mention it. Mention something. Because unless we have an accountability, we will not show consistency. We need it. Even personally, I fill my accountability chart for my counselor once a month, where we give an entire report of what we have done. And we have many more things. We have DT services, how much you have done, menial services, all those things. So I'm just mentioning it to all of you. So some accountability is needed.
Okay. And Prabhu, will it become like keeping accountability? Will it become very mechanical? Like we have to do this at this time. We have to do this at that time.
Yes. When we don't have love for Krishna, we have to be mechanical initially. Yes, we have to be mechanical because we don't have love. But we keep doing things mechanically but attentively. Kintu adarat anudinam khalu seva jushta swadikramad bhavati tadgata mulahantri. I'll give you homework. Please go to Nectar of Instruction,
yes,
verse number 7, and read that. Even while mechanically doing it, but with respect, with regard, with consistency. Kintu adarat anudinam. So we have to develop the respect at least. Anudinam, every day. You will see that you will be dragged. Prabhupada says of practitioner of Krishna consciousness, if he is consistent, you'll be dragged to success. It will happen. We just have to be achala. It's a very important quality. Do 16 rounds maybe of pathetic quality. Do it. No problem. Let's do.
Prabhuji, thank you so much. Thank you.
Rajpru, I can go for one more question in case it is there.
Any question, dear devotees? Prabhu, one small question from me.
Okay.
I was paying attention, but I must have missed it somehow. So Amsa was the part, Kala was the full part, Purna was the full, like Narsimha. What was Amsa, Prabhu? The very first
Amsa, one. Amsa is basically, Marichi has come from Brahma, right? So he's, the Manasaputras are his Amshas.
So part, so
Brahma
part
is Amsha, and his Amshas are Amsa, Amsha.
Okay, so part of the part.
Yes, yes. They are also considered empowered because they are also empowered servants of Lord or parts of Lord only because they are very glorious people. Marichi, Pulatsa, Pulaha, all these personalities. We are going to be learning in detail about them also. Ninth canto probably.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was very, very beautiful class. Honestly, I learned so much from it. So I make all these points. Thank you so much. It's so beautiful. I'm feeling
I actually
more
try to understand things for myself. That's
There is a question in the chat box from Chandrasekhar Prabhuji. Prabhuji, what should I do for getting in more bhakti, but I am having problems with my family due to my children?
You can ask me. He comes to my evening classes. You can ask me that, Chandrasekhar Prabhu.
Perfect. Okay.
Thank you all very much for giving me an opportunity to discuss
you,
this good topic.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for your wonderful class. And I was thinking, when we were reading the translation, I was thinking non-devotees should not read that because they say, okay, look, demigods are, yes, Prabhuji. Someone told me like that. So
now you can explain them. See, Falena Parichayet. Falena Parichayet. You see the result, and that's what you should understand. The result of Indra coming here was he was giving benediction. Over there, the guy who normally takes the beverage of this world will only be giving abuses and throwing tantrums. It's not the same.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. What a beautiful class. Thank you for your services and thank you for how you bring us more to the Bhagavatam. It's amazing, Prabhu. We're very grateful to you, Prabhu, and we look forward for your association in the future again. Please, please, Prabhu. Dear devotees, let us pray our obeisances to Prabhuji. Prabhuji has to leave for another class. Thank you so much. Vancha kalpataru
cha shaka sindu bhai vacha padidanam
pavre namo namaha namaha srimad bhagavatam ki
jay
prabhu pad ki
jay
jay sri dharma prabhu ji ki
bhakti sandhya pa pa
hari krishna kunti bhagavatam hari krishna
thank you so much
radhe radhe
hari.